I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
One of the teams that desperately needed outside wide receiver help was clearly Kansas City. They're moving on from MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. They go and sign Hollywood Marquise Brown, a one-year deal for $7 million. I mean, golly, what a great deal for Kansas City to go sign Hollywood Brown on a freaking one-year deal. I'll ask you this straight up. Is this a big upgrade over MVS or no?
I mean, I just think it's a big upgrade to any of their outside receivers, any of their non-Rashee Rice receivers, because that room was a disaster last season. So, we talked about, you know, Marquise Brown and some of the pros and cons of his game a few episodes ago. So, I mean, yeah, definitely, you know, there are some kind of, okay, like what's the upside here? Where exactly is he as a player? All that type of stuff. Totally get that. But he's a quality starting NFL receiver. And he has clear strengths to his game, even if there are clear weaknesses. Like we talked about, in an injury season last year, you know, he wasn't good against man press coverage. Well, he's never been that good against man press coverage, but he still was 51st percentile against zone coverage, and that was a career low for him, again, I think because of injuries. This is a guy previous to that who'd been over 80% success rate for zone in every single season that he played. Like, he's one of the most solid zone beaters out there, and that actually is pretty important, you know, for the Kansas City Chiefs, because teams don't want to play man coverage against them necessarily. They want to play some more of that zone coverage. So the fact that, you know, Kansas City even has it's more important, I think, for them to have a zone beating receiver like that. So when they go into man coverage situations, definitely I think they probably still need another option to go with Rashee Rice and Marquise Brown, but definitely a big upgrade there, especially like the routes that Marquise Brown runs really well. You know, I mean, dig routes, out routes, post routes, that's pretty important in that intermediate and deep area for Marquise Brown and Patrick Mahomes to have.
It is kind of interesting though, right? Like if you go look at his his route chart, a lot of what he does pretty well are these medium to deeper inside breaking routes. And then what I find funny though, Matt, is a 74% success rate versus slants. That's a little bit of a surprise to me. You would think, given kind of his, you know, twitchiness, that he'd be a better slant player, but obviously lacks a little bit of that, separation ability from the slant.
Yeah, and I think the big thing there is just like we talk a lot about, and I'm definitely, you know, big on this, that I don't want to typecast guys because of size, and I don't want to assume like, oh, this size, whatever, like he won't be able to do this. Marcus Brown's a small player, and there are some things in his game that the size shows up, right?
Okay.
He gets brought down on first contact a lot.
Yeah.
He's not good against press coverage. He's never been above 65% success rate versus press in any of his sampled five seasons. Like, this is a guy who's a zone-beating receiver, like man-press coverage. You just think about, mm-hmm. like, a guy who's going to work in that tight, confined space against man-press coverage on a slant route. He's going to get gloved up a little bit in those situations. So there are, like I said, there are not he's signing a 1-year prove it deal. Number one, he's signing this deal, 1 year, $7 million, up to $11 million. He's signing with the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, like that, yeah, is the Patrick Mahomes discount. I'm gonna sign a prove it deal with the Chiefs, because if I have a big season with the Chiefs, I cash in next year. It's still a pretty young player in the league. But I mean, he's still signing a 1-year prove it deal because there are things he does need to prove, and that is part of it here.
Okay, so can you talk a little bit? I know he was, you know, dealing with a lot of injuries, and I mean, let's be real, at this point in his career, so many foot and just lower body ailments.
Yeah.
It's tough to see from this type of player. Although I will say this too, though, Matt, I am a little bit surprised, because his rookie year, he came out and gave you a 73.6% success rate versus man, which, by the way, that's pretty good, you know, certainly an above average score. And now that's dipped by 10 percentage points, you know, to 62.6% in 2022, and then in 2023, an all-time low at 59% success rate versus man. So, I don't know. First of all, I don't think, and I've got the historical database in front of me, you don't see that often, really, where a guy gets this much worse against man coverage from his rookie year to where he is now.
Yeah, I think the 2 years that we're looking at here, the rookie year and then last year, feel like two outliers.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of his career, where that like kind of 68 to 63%, 62.6% success rate versus man, those are kind of a little bit more like in line with his career, kind of what we should expect.
Okay.
Because I think last year, outlier 59%, because he was dealing with injury. Like, there's no question about that. At times, it was clearly a hamper to his game. The rookie year, though, like, you got to remember, this was not a player that was really like a full-time guy, you know. He was still kind of used in part-time ways. 2019, Lamar Jackson's MVP season.
Yep.
He was not really like a full-time player yet. And then I think really like that kind of go, like it's shown in where they ended up using him, right? He ended up being more, mm-hmm. of kind of like an off-ball slot receiver. I think he probably will be a flanker slot type hybrid player in Kansas City as well.
Yeah.
So that's why that zone coverage number is more important for him, because I do think that the more you wanted to throw him out as like an outside receiver, I think the Ravens really struggled in that particularly.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
So 19.7% of his snaps last year were on the 9 route. That seems extraordinarily high, considering that his success rate on the 9s was not that good, Matt. But when you're dealing with Patrick Mahomes, that number may improve. You know, those type of things might happen. So I don't know. I'm interested to see what Hollywood Brown brings to this Kansas City offense. Although, Matt, you talked about this a lot last year. They didn't really have a guy, even with Rashee Rice, they didn't have a guy that could consistently beat man coverage. And I think, again, they sign a guy that cannot consistently separate versus man. So in that way, I don't necessarily know if this fills a hole for Kansas City.
Well, I think it just fills a hole from an outside receiver perspective, and you're going to get a lot of zone coverage. Like, I'm looking back at the data right now from Fantasy Points data, only 25.7% of their snaps that they defensive passing snaps that they face man coverage.
But
like,
you've pointed this out many times. It's when the man coverage happens that is also really important. Yeah, right.
Totally. Right. Critical down and distances. That's why it's like, okay, great. You sign Marquise Brown. You have Rashee Rice. You still need an X receiver. Like, that's why I think they can still – but similar with the Curtis Samuel discussion that we had last episode – now you don't like you don't have to come away in round one with like a clear cut day one ready to start, ready to be like 120 targets off the bus type of receiver. Awesome if you can get one, you know, maybe like AD Mitchell, something like that. I don't think AD Mitchell is going to follow the 32nd pick, but like, you know, you get a an X receiver, that'd be great. But that player now, like that player can be your fourth most targeted player, like overall on the team. You know, and because you have Kelce, because you have Rice, and you have Marquise Brown, but I do think that it's not that they're similar players at all, Rashee Rice and Marquise Brown. But if you look at like Rashee Rice's route chart from the rookie report, and obviously I haven't charted out his full season yet, but just from the rookie report, you know, 31% slant routes, 21.4% dig routes, definitely over the middle stuff. Marquise Brown, the routes that he's really good on, and I think the Cardinals used him a lot on those routes, like we mentioned, dig routes, but curl routes, post routes as well. So I don't think there's a pure overlap in these players' skill set. It's just like it's clear what the Chiefs want to do. They want to dominate over the middle of the field, and we should want them to dominate over the middle of the field, because that is one of the most efficient areas that you can throw the ball in. That's where you're going to find a lot more consistent success than like pushing the ball to perimeter pass catchers, of which they do not really have a lot of good options there at the perimeter pass catcher spot. But yeah, so I think receiver is still a need for them. And I like the way that Marquise Brown, probably your pure flanker, can do some slot stuff. Rashee Rice, mostly your power slot, but can also play a little bit of flanker. You just got to use them on the right routes. And I do, based on what they did with Rashee Rice last year, I really trust them in Kansas City, Andy Reid, Matt Nagy, that brain trust to figure out the right role for players. And I am pretty confident that they'll do that with Marquise Brown.
It's an upgrade over MVS, bottom line. And again, some of the speed stuff will be now available to them, because I just don't think they had a speed guy at all. To open up some of that Andy Reid offense at all. So we'll see, you know, play action could be a little bit more involved here too. And, you know, we know that all these teams are going too high, really across the board, but especially against KC, trying to get these guys to beat them underneath. And they're going to need a speed guy, man, to force some of that, to open up that middle of the field a little bit more, to get Kelce and Rashee Rice involved, in, you know, in turning a 10-yard gain into a 20-yard gain, you know? And those are the kind of plays that I think make a big difference in a football game. So I don't know. We'll see. So great signing for Kansas City. I think a smart, as you said, decision by Hollywood Brown. If he is going to sign a prove it deal, go to KC and get that happening, with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, who, again, I totally agree with you, going to draw up some really interesting plays, for Hollywood there.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.